You're listening to the Inspire Excellence Podcast, recorded at the BVA headquarters with your hosts, Troy McClain and Tommy Ahlquist. Each episode is focused on shedding new light on different perspectives to create dialogue that inspires excellence.
So welcome to this episode of Inspire Excellence. Today we have Ryan Cleverly, the COO and CFO of BVA. Ryan, welcome.
Good morning, Tommy. Good to be with you. You know, I've always wanted to be on an Inspire Excellence podcast, but never really thought I'd get the opportunity. And now this is like probably not the one I really wanted to be a part of, but here we are.
So first, a little bit about Ryan, and then we'll get into today's episode. So Ryan's been with me, my right-hand guy, for a long time. He's the reason why we're so successful. We're a good match. Ryan's the business accountant behind the scenes that does everything, and I couldn't survive without him. But Ryan, tell us a little bit about you, your background, and then we'll get into today's topic.
Sure. My background really started while I was going to college. I was working at KeyBank, and so I had a little bit of banking background and understood the role of a branch and how that works. And so I reach out to all those bankers right now. It's a tough time to figure out how to navigate that world. So thankful for them and keeping the financial world going. And then I graduated, got my CPA, and I worked at Arthur Andersen, at the time one of the big five firms, on the audit side. I don't ever purport myself to be a tax expert, but try to be a little bit dangerous in that world too. And then I just bounced around a little bit from a couple different companies in a couple different industries as a controller and a CFO, and found myself in the SEC investor relations world at a publicly traded company, MWI Veterinary Supply, for a while. And then always had a liking to commercial real estate, and fortunately joined up with Tommy, I guess it was probably 8 or 9 years ago, and we've just kind of been doing this ever since. It's been a good world to be a part of.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've probably a little bit before we get started, it's just been an interesting few weeks, hasn't it? I mean, we go from the world on fire. Honestly, our biggest concern was, things are probably too hot. When's the next little recession going to come? You know, we've been talking about that for years, Ryan. I tell people almost every meeting we have is internally, we talk about, okay, when's it coming? Do we have things in order? Is our house in order? Have we got our debt and cash figured out for the next, you know, year? And then boom, a pandemic. We never thought it would be a pandemic, but boy, this is historic, and it's the first time we face something like this as a country. So it's been a little nuts.
It's been interesting, because I would have said that the financial markets were almost looking for what was going to be that trigger, that impetus to create a slowdown. I think we were all waiting for it. We all wondered what it might look like, because you were trying to compare to prior cycles and what created it, and it didn't feel the same as 2008, 2009. And so it was interesting how it all unfolded, and it unfolded really, really fast, where in the past you could kind of see it coming a little bit. And I think everybody was looking for those signs. You know, is the residential market overheating? Are we issuing bad loans, or, you know, whatever the case might be? That wasn't really there. Maybe signs of it in different pockets, but now we're just all living it. Regardless of what industry you're in, you're going to feel it on some level.
Yeah, that's interesting you just said that, because, you know, yesterday I was talking to Jim Torres, and after my conversation with him, after we got off the podcast, he just said, I've never seen something hit us so quickly, right? Even though there were rumors of, hey, this might come, it just seems like hours, you know, and the same thing happened on the business side, right? On the medical side, people were trying to catch up, but on the business side, it was like, oh my gosh, we got to get people working from home. We got to shut down our office. We've got to, you know, keep people safe. What are we going to do about our projects? What are we going to do about construction? What are we going to do about our financing on all our projects? What are we going to do about our new deals? And you just had to deal with stuff so quickly. So I think people are still reeling from that. Great. Well, today what we wanted to talk about and get something out for people is a lot of people are talking to me and asking me about the stimulus. Again, yeah, it went through very quickly. I think the president signed it. It took longer than they thought it would take, but he signed it last week. So now that's been signed, now all of a sudden you've got a bunch of people reacting and saying, okay, what does it mean to me? So I thought we could just quickly get out. I know, so for us, just so I tell people how it works for us, because Ryan's kind of the finance guru guy, and you know, can I tell him your nickname?
Yeah, it's not fair, but yeah, I mean, that's fine. Yeah,
it's totally fair. It's the most fair thing ever.
I don't know. Yeah, they call me Rain Man, and only because I'm the only guy in the office, I think, that can actually like do an addition equation without using a calculator. But it's really not that. I'm not counting cards by any means.
So many of you old folks out there will get that reference to the Dustin Hoffman character with Tom Cruise, Rain Man. But Ryan's got a brain that just funny. Like, we'll be in a meeting and we'll be talking about numbers, and you know, we'll all be pulling out our calculators and we'll look over at him, and he's already got you already have it done. I'm going to tell one quick story just because it is a podcast and should be interesting. But yeah, one time we were in the kitchen in our office, and everyone was gathered around, and we were talking about a project, and you know, a lot of numbers were being thrown out there. And Corey Hall, now listen, you could not go up against Corey Hall on a football field.
No, right? Wouldn't want to. No.
So Corey Hall, you know, played for Boise State, played for Green Bay Packers, just a monster of a man. And he's really smart too. I mean, Corey's a smart guy.
Super smart. Yeah.
Corey's tried to tell this thing. And anyway, we're all trying to decide how much this was going to cost. And so Corey whips out his phone and he's on his calculator, and Ryan calculates the total like within minutes. Right. And then we keep talking, we're going on, right. We're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And about 4 or 5 minutes later, Corey lifts up from his phone and he's like, I got it. And he tells us the answer to the equation, but he hadn't even realized that Ryan already calculated. We'd moved on. Anyway, we've never stopped letting Corey live that down. But anyway, that's why we call you Rain Man.
Yeah.
We've had Rain Man working on this. So Ryan, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you kind of talk through the different programs that are out there and how you might help people that are looking for help right now.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple different components. It can be a little bit tricky. I mean, I've read a lot so far. I don't purport myself to be an expert at this point. I'm still trying to learn. I'm fortunate that we're part of a good group with Ball Ventures that has a lot of minds behind this too, and has prepared some really nice summaries. And I've read several other articles too. So I'll give some overarching thoughts. First, as an individual, you're going to be looking for your money probably within the next 2 weeks. And I won't go into great detail about that. You can go figure that one out with your tax accountant. It's going to be based on 2018 if you haven't filed your 2019 return yet. And if you have filed 2019, you're going to look at that. Unfortunately, for a guy like me, I've got two kids in college and another son that turned 17 in 2019. And so there aren't really any good numbers for me because I still have to take care of them. They've all come home from college and I'm feeding them and taking care of them, and I don't get any stimulus money for them. So the answer is like zero for me on those guys. That's all right though. We'll figure it out and make them do some extra work. But the real question comes down to companies, Tommy. I think that businesses are, to your point earlier, for the last 3 weeks, we've been kind of in this, I'd call it, for a medical term, a triage mode. You're trying to just figure out what to take care of next and what part of your company. And a lot of decisions were probably made early on with cash flow and can I keep employees? And we've seen unemployment numbers just skyrocket last week. I think over 3 million claims, new claims. So that was a big number. This week will be really interesting now to see what happens as companies start to figure this out. So some of the questions you're going to start probably asking yourself is, am I even eligible for one of these loans? And I'm looking more specifically at the Payroll Protection Plan, the PPP, as it's referred to, that's got $350 billion of availability to it. So most of us will fall into this. I'm not really, we're probably not talking about the big companies that have over 500 employees, because they probably have this figured out anyways. But to the small businesses out there, you probably are qualified. The eligibility factors are fewer than 500 employees. You would meet the SBA, the Small Business Administration size standard, even a 501c3 with fewer than 500 employees, Tommy. That's something that we might just dive into in a second. Even an individual who operates as a sole proprietor, an individual who operates as an independent contractor, an individual who's self-employed and carries on a trade or a business on a regular basis, And those are really kind of the big ones that this group or this audience will probably be interested in hearing. So I don't know if you want to talk any more about just eligibility, but I think it's important to understand that most companies are going to fall into this category and be eligible to go look at this.
That's great. That's great.
So one other thing that's going to be interesting is you're going to have to go in and make what's called a good faith certification that you've got uncertainty of current economic conditions that's going to make this loan request something that you need to go do. And the borrower is going to use the loan proceeds to retain workers and maintain payroll and make mortgage, lease, and utility payments. That's a really important piece. These dollars can't just be used to go and I'm going to go and increase my marketing budget. This is intended to keep people employed during this time. The borrower does not have an application pending for a loan that's going to be duplicative in nature. So you can't be double dipping on dollars that you can borrow from the SBA on this. You're really going to be looking through the period from February 15th through December 31st for that. Those are kind of the high level eligibility requirements for this. And I would tell you, if you're a small business owner, go to SBA.gov and start looking into your eligibility on that. Okay. Any thoughts or questions before I keep going?
No, so just SBA.gov. That was great. Good information on that one. And I think a lot of folks, small businesses, are going to be hopefully taking advantage of that. One thing before we move on, I think what I was reading over the weekend, it is a kind of a first in line deal. So the reason why we're doing this today is I think tomorrow is the first day you can actually apply, right?
Yes.
So today is the day to get ready. Tomorrow is the first day to apply, and it will be the first in line kind of things. And just crunching the numbers and math when I was looking through it, if you qualify, you should get in line to help your business because you know how that works. It's first in line is going to get helped. And I don't know how this works once they run out of funds.
Yeah, I think you're out. I mean, it's $350 billion that's been allocated towards this. And it sounds like it may be a smaller amount out of the $2 trillion, but there are other buckets for bigger companies too. And then a big portion of it is for the individuals that are going to get that stimulus check. So this is a portion of it. And it sounds like a big number, but it will go. I mean, people will go and figure out how to get that. And there's a process. So let me... Maybe I'll just walk through, Tommy, what we as a company are doing and how we're trying to kind of look at this. So the first thing that we're doing is looking at each of our companies that are impacted by this and then identify which ones qualify under the PPP. There's a separate loan process that you can go through for economic disaster injury loan, the EIDL. And so you can go through that route, but this is the PPP is specifically the $350 billion. And then we will go through and decide who benefits from this versus a tax credit. There are some tax credits that are available to employers as well. And then the next thing that we'll do is we'll start tracking all these. There are some things that you're going to want to gather as you go through this process. You're going to want to get your most recent IRS Form 941, that's your quarterly federal income tax return. You're going to want to have a breakdown of your payroll from January 19 through February 2020, and that will help you kind of size determine the size of the loan that you might qualify for. You're going to obviously want your 2019 financials. Hopefully at this point in the year, you've got those kind of buttoned up and you know what those look like. And then you're going to need the borrower NAICS code. And there's a website that you can go to at www.naics.com, and you can get that. The other thing that's kind of interesting is you can go through your bank to initiate this. So I would encourage you to reach out to your banker. You can go to SBA.gov to kind of initiate certain things, but certainly reach out to your bank and you'll work with them in this process, and they'll help you through all of this. So shout out to, again, to all those bankers. We know you're busy and we appreciate all the help that you're giving right now. A couple of things that are interesting on this and as it relates to this loan, it can be forgiven if it's used for payroll expenses to cover those. You do have a limit of up to $100,000 of payroll per employee that you can cover. So if you've got a higher compensated employee, you're not eligible for their full payroll, but only up to $100,000. Keep that in mind as you go through the calculation. The loan is guaranteed through the end of this year. And as long as, you're using it for payroll, insurance, rent, mortgage, and utilities, it can be forgiven. So one thing, Tommy, that I'm pointing out to people right now is we have a lot of, in the commercial real estate market, we've got a lot of tenants that are struggling, trying to figure out how they're going to pay rent and coming to us and saying, hey, can we get some rent relief? And certainly not trying to be a bad guy in the room, but what we're asking our tenants to do is go through this process and we'll help you through this process. Take advantage of the program that's there to try to help you cover rent. Keep in mind that landlords aren't necessarily getting rent or debt service relief from every bank. And not just bank, but perhaps you've refinanced or financed through a life insurance company. And those you don't always just get, free interest for a month or two or three. There's obligations that a landlord has to pay as well. And so to the extent that you can qualify and get this money, that's the route that we would ask you to go through first. And if you don't qualify or are not eligible, then we will talk to that tenant about trying to help them. But we'd like people to think proactively for their company and say, how can I tap into some of these funds that are available to me?
So this one takes work, right? You've explained this one to me before. Yeah. This is one that's available to folks. It's probably, if you're a struggling business, this is a really big deal, but this is one where you better go get an advisor. You better work with your banker. You're going to have to go dig through your payroll and do the work on your side in order to get this, but it's potentially a huge lifesaver for small business right now. So more work, but very significantly different in the way it could help you. Is that kind of
fair? And the reality is if you're a 2 to 5 employee company, it's going to feel like, I got to go put in work, but take the time. You probably have an accountant that is helping you with your books, whether it's an in-house or an external accountant. Listen, the government just extended your taxes to July, June in Idaho. You've got some time to go put effort in this week to get this done. You don't have taxes due in 2 weeks. So take some time to really look at this program and try to figure out how you can. I told you last week, I hate using the phrase take advantage of, because we're not taking advantage of a program. You're just utilizing what's been made available to you to help you navigate what you're facing right now as a company and try to keep people employed. That's, to me, that's the best thing that comes out of this, is people can stay employed as you work through this, because you're going to have money available to you.
And the bottom line, Ryan, don't you think and I know you do a lot of work in your ecclesiastical calling, your volunteer calling, helping people that are struggling right now. What we're trying to do is people are depressed. They're freaking out. They're like, how? I've got small business. My entire life I've poured into this business. Everything's into this business. How am I going to survive? I don't know what to do. And what I've tried to tell people that I'm helping is, hey, listen, the first thing you need to do is sit down and write out a plan that gets you through this crisis. Well, this is a critical part of that plan, because all of a sudden you didn't have tools to help you. You had no business. You had no money to infuse. You didn't have the reserves ready. This helps you. And what you're trying to do is just buy enough time to get through this crisis. And this could be a significant part of your plan. So thanks for coming on. I know you got another meeting, but this is very, very helpful. We'll get this out to folks. And then just to recap, a couple of those websites that they could go to before we leave. Tell us one more time.
Yeah, go to SBA.gov and you'll get some information there. A lot of your banks are going to have a section on their website. Look for the Paycheck Protection Plan section of their website. And you're going to need to know your NAICS code, which sounds overwhelming. Once you go to that website, you're going to find it really easy to just type in kind of your business type, and then you'll be able to nail it.
Hey, Ryan, thanks, buddy.
You bet. Good to be part of it.
Thanks for coming on here.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Inspire Excellence Podcast. We invite you to find something that inspires you this week. Join us again for our next episode.